USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of House Republicans is wrapping up a two-day trip to the U.S.-Mexico border in Edinburg, Texas. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio on what he saw at detention centers.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
President Biden is selling his sweeping infrastructure plan.
It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America. Unlike anything we've done since we built the interstate highway system and won the space race decades ago.
Biden saying he's open to debate and compromise with Republicans. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up. So I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
A new report out says Tiger Woods was going 83 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone when he crashed his vehicle earlier this year near Los Angeles. The 45-year-old suffering leg injuries but won't face any charges or citations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There are no plans in the Biden administration to create COVID passports for vaccinated Americans. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She made the announcement Tuesday during her daily press briefing. The possibility of COVID passports has prompted fierce opposition from many Republicans. Former HHS Assistant Secretary Brett Jouard tells Fox News the government may not come up with a COVID-19 passport, but we can probably expect private businesses to do so.
I think there are certain situations where businesses will want you to prove that you've been vaccinated. A nursing home, for example, if you're going into a nursing home or a worker there. Or, for example, I'm going on a cruise in September. It's a 100% vaccinated cruise. Now, I can't leave from the United States because the CDC doesn't allow that, but I feel perfectly safe. But I don't feel the federal government should do it, and I think there should be a compelling reason, like a nursing home. Having a vaccine passport to get in a store or eat at a restaurant or go to school is absolutely not justified by the evidence. And if we do have some kind of documentation, I think it needs to be done by the private sector, not by the federal government, who wouldn't do it correctly anyway. You can be sure of that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Today is World Health Day. It was established by the World Health Organization to raise awareness about specific health concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.